Richard Arnold, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
So Trump and Turnbull, we knew it didn't go all that well. Now we've got the fine detail.
Boy, do we ever. This is the biggest leak from the Trump White House so far. Every word of the conversations between President Trump back in January and the Australian PM and the Mexican president. In these phone calls, Trump tells Malcolm Turnbull, quote, "You are worse than I am on refugees." Presumably a Trump compliment. The PM was boasting that under Australia's policy, not even a, quote, Nobel Prize-winning genius would be let in if they came by boat. Both leaders slammed the open-door policy in Germany on refugees. Trump says, "I spoke with Merkel today, and believe me, she wishes she did not do it. Germany is a mess," says Trump. Turnbull says this is another area where they agree. The Australian PM likens himself to Trump, both highly transactional businessmen, he says. And the issue was the Obama deal, of course, to take 1,250 refugees from Manus Island and Nauru. Trump says, "This is going to kill me. I am the world's greatest person that does not want to let people into the country, and now I'm agreeing to take 2,000 people. Turnbull says, "There's nothing more important in business or in politics than a deal is a deal." And he tries to turn to other topics, but Trump says to him, "I've had it," adding that he spoke with Russia's Putin earlier in the day. Says Trump, "Putin was a pleasant call. This is ridiculous." Then on Mexico, Trump, in speaking with President Peña Nieto, says the building of the border wall is, quote, "the least important thing we are talking about." That'll be interesting to his supporters. But politically, says Trump, this might be the most important. He asked the Mexican leader to stop saying publicly he will never pay for the wall. Instead, says Trump, say it will come out in the wash. It'll be sorted out. Trump makes clear that money for the wall actually will come from other sources, but threatens to cut contacts with the Mexican leader if he keeps talking like that. So the art of the not-so-private conversation.
Jeez. And then we've got gene editing. I mean, what they're potentially going to be doing is amazing, isn't it?
It is. It's kind of astonishing. For the first time using this method, they've succeeded in removing a genetic defect from a human embryo. In this case, scientists in Oregon and California and China and South Korea have repaired dozens of embryos that had an inherited heart defect that can lead to sudden death later in life. They did this by hunting down the bad gene and removing it. They say it's like finding a needle in a haystack, but they were able to do this, and then that bad gene was taken out. The embryo was able to repair itself, and at the end of the process, the bad gene was gone. So that means the embryo then could grow in a healthy fashion without the heart defect. In this country, the government prohibits the use of such a genetically edited embryo to help go on to a human pregnancy. But in the past, a major concern has been the technology. Could you even do this with any safety? Well, they're not reliably at that stage yet. Some of the embryos may have developed some unplanned mutations. You don't want that. But this latest research detailed in the journal Nature shows they are making enormous advances with all this. And once again, debate about ethics, yeah, lagging behind the science. If you can do this, is it ethically right to intervene and free people of these inherited diseases? And if you do that, would it be ethically right to use gene editing to improve a person's intelligence or their athletic abilities? It's the world of designer babies, isn't it?
It is indeed. You have a most excellent weekend. Look forward to your company Monday. Richard Arnold in the States for us this Friday morning.